Honey, are you awake? I can feel you moving around. Is everything okay? No, clearly isn't fine. You're all shaking and sweaty. Babe, look at me. Do you have a nightmare? No, I won't go back to sleep. You have to tell me. Babe, look at me. You need to tell me. Because I can't just leave you alone like this. I know I seem sleepy, but I'm listening. I want to listen to you. Oh, babe. You're feeling too anxious to sleep? Is it about anything in particular, or just one of those nights? No, it's okay. I'm awake. I'm awake, I promise. I promise. You can tell me. Keeping those feelings inside you won't make things any better, you know? Because of work? I figured. So, your boss is giving you more responsibilities again? Jeez. I feel like she's making you do enough work for, like, 3 people, let alone yourself. Honey, you can't take care of everything. You need to learn to say no. I know it's easier said than done, but if it's affecting you this much, something needs to change. I can see how much you suffer from always working or thinking about work or thinking about work. I know that each person is supposed to have their own, like, challenges, and you always say that after you come out of, like, arduous obstacles and things, you, like, come out stronger and stuff, but I am of the opinion that you need to take care of yourself even while you're doing that. And everything still needs to be, like, within the realm of expectation. And you're very ambitious and you're extremely capable, but if it's bothering you to the point where you can't sleep, I just want to help you, babe, but I don't know how best to do that. Maybe we can think of a way for you to talk to her. There's gotta, if people are reasonable, it's not like she's on you. I can't think of anyone who would dislike you. And if she's your boss and you approach her reasonably, then I'm sure she's bound to listen. I know we can't solve these issues, like, right now in the middle of the night, but it just makes me so sad to see you like this. Is there anything I can do to make you feel at least a little bit better? Just to help you fall asleep so we can tackle things tomorrow? No. I know it's my sleepy voice, but I will not go back to sleep until you let me help you. I wouldn't be able to get any rest knowing how you're feeling right now anyways. Of course I can hold you, baby. Do you want me to be your big spoon? I can be any size. I can be any size of spoon that you want me to be. I promise. No, I don't care that you're not sweaty, and you're definitely not gross here. Just let me crawl under the blanket. honey, your heart is racing. It's okay. I'm here for you now. Everything will be okay. A few neck kisses never hurt nobody. I love you. And making you feel better is the only thing I care about. Can you feel my calm breath on your neck? Try to breathe with me, babe. In and out. Deep breaths, baby. In and out. Really focus on your breathing and not my kisses. Feel my chest rise against your back as you breathe with me. Just like that, honey. Your heart's already slowing down. Keep going like this. You're doing so well. I love you. I love you so, so much. And it breaks my heart to see you suffer like this. I know you want to do everything in your power to make others happy, but you need to take care of yourself as well. It's easy to say that you don't need anything. It's easy to put yourself down, put yourself in a corner, and it's easy to do that because I'm the same. I get what it's like. Of course, your work and responsibilities are important, but don't forget about your well-being. It is difficult, and you might feel bad about prioritizing your own feelings, because our entire lives we've been conditioned to think that prioritizing our own needs is selfish, but that's not selfish. It's not. It's not, babe. You need to be able to take care of yourself before you can go off and take care of others. And the only person who will lose if you focus on yourself, is yourself. Or, no, that came out wrong. The only person who will lose if you don't focus on yourself is yourself. You always want to be strong and take care of everything, but sometimes strength lies in admitting that you can't do things alone. And I know that sounds super cliche, but asking for help, accepting help, and saying no to others, those make you strong as well. I don't want to force my opinion on you, but I think it is important to understand that success arrives in many different ways, and sometimes if success comes in a form that you're not willing to accept, then that's only going to be detrimental to you. Like, sometimes good things come in packages that we're not so used to. And in those cases, being able to be flexible and accepting, I think that's another form of strength, and it's another way that you can grow and see things from a different perspective. And like, that's what you're about, right? Always wanting to get better and like be exposed to new ideas. And at the same time, like, understanding that, in understanding your limits, you also become wiser and are more capable of taking care of yourself. And like, that's what I really hope for, because sometimes I won't be there to take care of you, and I love you, and all I want to do is make sure that you're okay. So just please, at least try to talk to me when something's on your mind. Yeah, just a little. I promise I will always be there to support you and to help you through difficult times. I can't solve these things for you, but I will do everything I can to help you work on them and be there for you while you do. Promise? Promise me to let me help you. Here, I'll reach over. Yeah. Pinky promise. Let me help you, and I'll let you help me. Thank you, baby. Do these neck kisses tickle? Try to only focus on the feeling of me holding you. All those other thoughts are tomorrow's issues. Okay? Capiche? Is there anything I can do to help you free up your mind? Stroke your hair? Of course I can do that. No. Try to relax and let me take care of you. I love running my fingers through your hair, lightly massaging your scalp. That tickle of your hair on my skin. And I love that no matter how often I do this, you still get goosebumps. Like it's the first time again. It always seems like something special. Mm. What do you think I'm doing? I'm taking off my shirt. And yours is coming off as well. Here, sit up a bit. Sit up a bit. Second. And off. And off. And off. And we don't need those bottoms either. Lift your butt. And there we go. Skin contact. Scientifically proven, by the way. Skin contact is super important. And a great way to release all those feel-good hormones. That's why cuddling feels so nice. And being naked makes it even better. My breasts. Hold my hand as I place it on your chest. I want us both to feel your heartbeat. You smell so good. No, I don't. I don't mean your shampoo or body wash. Since day one. Your scent, it's downright intoxicating. What else do I like about your body? You shouldn't get me started on that. If you want us to get any sleep tonight. I love feeling your warm, soft, skin. My hand running over it and your back pressed against me. Feeling those tiny hairs stand up as I caress your body. Feeling your muscles twitch whenever I touch your belly. All your sensitive parts. Your goosebumps when I stroke those extra sensitive parts. I love gliding my hands over your back and feeling your shoulders and muscles move. Trailing my fingers down your spine and exploring those little bumps before reaching the small of your back where you're just a little bit ticklish. And then maybe going down further to your butt. Gripping those cheeks. Yeah, I know. I do. Guilty. As charged. I love your arms and your hands. How you hold me with them and the way they can be strong. It's so gentle and caring. And feeling your muscles and veins. Holding your hand. And feeling our fingers interlocking. And never wanting to let go. I love your warmth. Your physical warmth. And your emotional warmth. Whether I'm cold or sad, being close to you always makes me feel better. You keep me warm, so when you need it, I can give that warmth back to you. I'm like your moon, but a thermal pack. That was an awful metaphor. I reflect warmth back to you. And I like to think of that as how we support each other. And, you know, supporting each other makes us both that much stronger. And I love your beautiful eyes and your breathtaking smile. I fell for you the first time I looked at you. And when I saw that grin, and I heard your adorable laugh after I told one of my dumb jokes, I just knew that I needed to be with you. I love your soft lips. Watching them move and form words when you talk to me. Kissing them. The satisfaction of feeling them all over my body. I can't even stop myself from touching them right now. You like it when I trace your bottom lip with my index finger like this. Parting them ever so slightly and feeling your breath as you exhale. I love those little cues you give me without even being aware of them. Those tiny movements or looks that let me know what you want. Like when? Like right now, I can feel you pressing your butt into me, telling me to hold you even tighter and to wrap my legs around yours. What else? The way you ask that tells me exactly what you want to hear. I love your cock. I love how it's just perfect for me. And you always manage to make me feel so good with it. Stroking you, sucking you, getting fucked by you. It's perfect. It's amazing. And knowing how much pleasure it brings you makes it so much better. Being with you has given me so much, and I don't think I can ever give back to you equally everything that you've given to me. And speaking of giving back to you, is there anything else I could do to help you relax? No? You're sure? Okay. I completely understand. No, you don't. You don't need to apologize, babe. Just shut up and let me hold you. Come on, breathe with me. You want to turn around? But then I'd have to let go of you, and I don't think I can bring myself to do that. Fine. Let me kiss you one more time. You can hold me as tightly as you want. You don't have to thank me. I know you'd do the same for me if I needed it. Knowing that I can make you feel better and help you through rough times is... that's all I need. To know that I'm the one who's able to help you. Pull me closer. Your chest up against mine. Your taste on my lips. Our legs into holding you with all my heart and feeling you with all of my soul and loving you with everything that I am. We should really try to get some sleep now, baby. You don't need to let go of me. We can just fall asleep like this. Here. I will be here for you as long as you need me. And longer. That sounds really temporary. I will be here for you. Period. For always, for never. For all the in-between spots. I just know that when we're together, everything will be fine. It's not over. Unless it is. So, right now, just snuggle up to me and use me. Use me as your soft, warm pillow. Just close your eyes and rest your head on my chest and listen to my heart as we both